Would you bow your heads, please? Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit.
You are the counselor
and the comforter.
I need both.
I need eyes to see,
ears to perceive,
and a heart to understand
what your Spirit is speaking to me. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to Book of Hebrews. We're on a trip tonight. Short trip. Hebrews chapter 11. And we're to start by verse 4, but I'm going to read verse 1 because it determines what faith is. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. That's what faith is. It's a substance of things hoped for. It is from the unseen realm, yet we're assured that it is. And verse 4 says, by faith, Abel offered God better sacrifice than Cain did. So if you go back to Genesis and you find out what happened with Abel and Cain, you'll find that God was very happy with this man. It says, by faith he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offspring. And by faith he still speaks even though he is dead. Ha! Yeah, that's what I said. Ha! God, what are you doing? All right? What can a corpse tell me? What it can say is that faith in what God had done with his father. You see, Adam was his dad. And Adam failed miserably. Right? I mean, he just decided, I'm going to do my own thing. How many have ever had that attitude?
Amen.
Okay? So we all have that Adamic attitude of, I'm going to do it my way, and if you don't like it, you can take the highway. None of you have ever done that, but I have. But Abel had heard what happened with his dad, that God had actually offered an animal to cover his nakedness. So, I remember years ago, before I had heard all of these theologies of men and all these wonderful books that are written, and I had a real major problem. Because God's word was saying one thing to me, but I was having a problem with people's attitudes about what churchianity was. And churchianity was not cutting it. So I cried out to the Lord. How many know God will use simple things to wake you up?
Amen.
Okay? When I was a little boy, my parents went on a weekend vacation with some of my relatives, and they came back with this incredible white Angora cat. It came from Maine. Came from my mother's aunt and uncle. It was about yay long, not including the tail. At least from my perspective. It was gorgeous. Well, when they got to the border, my parents had no idea that you had no ability to cross an animal into Canada without having all kinds of problems. It was late on a Sunday night, and they were itching to get home, and the officer said, you can't take that animal into Canada. It's illegal. My father was quite full of ingenuity. He said, the American border is right there at the brook, right? And so it was about 500 yards from where my dad was parked, in front of the Canadian consulate. And he took the cat, and he walked him over to the bridge, and he yelled at the officer, he says, if the cat crosses by itself, is it Canadian?
Wow.
The officer said, absolutely.
Okay.
So my father walked back to the car slowly, and guess where the cat went? Right behind my dad.
Oh. All right.
And guess who inherited the cat?
Yeah.
So, this is probably 50 years or so, 40-something years later. And I can see a picture of this incredible cat. And it was gorgeous, because as a child, I was probably about 5 or 6. He became my buddy. Now, I also had a dog, and they became friends, which was wonderful. But the cat was so outstanding because of its white, incredible snowball effect. Literally beautiful. Now, Susan, you would have a problem with that, wouldn't you? You kind of like animals, right?
Well, definitely. I like a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, this was a Canadian cat from me. So, God was reminding me of my joy of looking at this incredible animal. And he said to me, what was wrong with Adam that he needed to be covered? What went wrong with Adam that he needed to be covered? Why was he naked?
God made him that way. God made him that way.
No, he didn't. That's exactly what God showed me. He says, I made Adam just as incredibly attractive, in fact, more so, because he's the top of my creation. So if a cat is more attractive than an empty body that's got no light in it, are you catching on a little bit?
No.
You will.
Okay.
You will. The cat gets its beauty from the inside
out.
Out. When Adam was created, he was created in the image and likeness of a spirit being. Full of
light.
And it radiated right through his body, so he was an outstanding creation. And when he refused God, the lights went
out.
So now, would you like to see a cat that just came out of the river?
No.
Why?
Oh,
it's ugly. It's got no attractiveness. It won't even get your attention. You'll want to get, what is this? A dead cat? How about when they shave the cats? Come on.
I don't understand that whatsoever. Why would they want to?
Why? Because they want them to look like them, naked. The cat was created with a gorgeous inner ability to make its body so outstanding, so radiant, just with fur. What happened to your fur?
Traded it for a fig leaf.
Thank you. But the light went out in Adam. The light was out in Abel. But God used something from the animal kingdom to cover their nakedness. And I said, oh my God. And it didn't make sense to me because it wasn't the theology of the teachers of that day. So, I went out to the Lord and I said, wait a minute. If this is you, then you've got to show me when the lights go on. He said, my firstborn son went to a mountain. He brought Peter, James, and
John.
Peter, James, and
John.
Where did they go? They went to the mountain of Transfiguration. And Jesus was standing there. Two people showed up. Amen? Moses and Elijah showed up. And Jesus began to what? Radiate from within, so that they were literally overwhelmed. And as usual, Peter wants to build a building, a temple, a tabernacle. God's ability to recreate you and to put your lights back on has already taken place. You've got a deposit of His Spirit. His Spirit is light. There's your fireflies, girl. The fire is within. And we are like fireflies. We spot on and off. But eventually, the Lord's going to switch that switch, and you're going to be turned on. Full blast.
Permanently.
But you're not going to do that as a kid. In the Spirit. You're going to do that as an adult in the Spirit. Jesus turned and learned obedience through the things He
suffered.
You're suffering, but there's a purpose. Mm-hmm. Cain was satisfactory to his father because he obeyed what he saw his father do. He was recreating what he had watched his father instruct. Don't tell me Adam and his son didn't talk. The other guy said, I'm going to give him some veggies. I want to work for my salvation. So go ahead. If you want to work, wear out your knuckles. But if you do it God's way, you'll offer Him the lamb that was slain. And He'll keep you covered until the lights go on. And you won't be jealous of the cat or the dog or any other animal that is well groomed or well adorned. If God can put the animal kingdom in such beautiful attire, what did He do when He created man? Adam and Eve must have been something to see. So God used a cat from Maine to teach me that I was naked. But I would not stay naked. Because when I asked the Holy Spirit to come into my life, He gave me a deposit of His light. And it's radiating more and more. Close your eyes for a minute. How are you going to know if the radiation is increasing? It's going to irritate the darkness. A couple of days ago, there was a gentleman that was across from me, about 7 or 8 feet. And I swear to God, if he would have had a little bit of a sword, he would have killed me on the spot. His anger coming forth out of his eyes at me was unbelievable. And I said, Lord, what's wrong? He says, your light's too bright. Keep your eyes closed. Say, Lord, give me an experience. So that I'll know that my light is on. It will irritate the darkness. But God, you have already put a deposit in me. Making me radiant. As I worship and glorify you. It will increase in value and in intensity. And by God's grace, they'll get attracted and they'll ask, what's in you that makes you different?
What's in you
that I need?
What's attracting me
to you?
And I'll tell them about Jesus.
As the Holy Spirit leads.
Amen.